Who else would like to speak in opposition to this? Come right up, ma'am.
Good afternoon. My name's Donna Herzig, and I'm a Portland resident. And I happen to be one of those pesky environmentalists that part of this law is put forth because of the impact that we have had on the local municipal level. I am part of the group called the Portland Protectors. We are also currently, we have members on the task force that are also trying to work on an ordinance that was supposed to be based on South Portland's ordinance. Instead, it has been dragged out for months and months by the people who are the industry supporters, just basically arguing back and forth with no final determination. I resent very much the fact that many people are standing up saying that this is just a topic based on emotion. This is far deeper, and I would like to tell you guys, everybody, that I have over 100 hours or more of research that I have done myself. I know Henry Jennings personally on the main board of pesticides. I also know LaBelle Hicks, the toxicologist. I'm also a Maine citizen scientist for the Maine Bumblebee Atlas and also the Maine Butterfly Survey. I know many of these people in this audience, and I've talked extensively to people who are the applicators. And this is what I have found. There is a very big worry about the responsibility that we are going to be handing over to the pesticide industry. I have personally seen in my neighborhood, my neighbor was being told consistently that True Green was giving her organic pesticides. And when I kept telling her, you've got an applicator sign out there, let's call and see what that MSDS sheet says. In fact, it was a complete non-organic synthetic pesticide. I have witnessed applicators in my neighborhood applying pesticides when the ground is frozen, which is absolutely not what they are supposed to do. I have witnessed them spraying when we, 2 hours later, have a massive deluge of rain. 60% of all the sewer drains in Portland go right into Casco Bay. I want you to think about this cocktail mix. The reason I got started in this was because one day I was sitting in my home and I had my neighbor, was spraying pest there. They had a Lucas tree, was spraying professionally applicated pesticides that all drifted into my home and onto my front property, where I have an organic garden, which now has been subjected, when I got the MSDS sheets, to a cocktail of insecticides and herbicides that have now contaminated my garden. Immediately, all the bees that I had that were on my bushes in the front yard began dying. I took videotape of that and took that to a master beekeeper who did confirm that the bees were all dying from toxic reasons. I called the Maine Board of Pesticides and Lucas. They both denied that the pesticide drift was causing the bees to die. I guess it just they suddenly, just out of nowhere, began dying, coincidentally right after the pesticide drift. I have also spent hours and hours talking to Henry Jennings about the way they collect data. I would encourage all of you to take a look at the annual summary report that these applicators are required to submit. And if you want to make heads or tails or try to figure out where they are spraying and how much they are spraying, as my group tried to do, you will see how useless this form is. I also am very surprised at the people that are continually saying that these ordinances are somehow dangerous. All of you in this group, except with maybe a couple people, have been around before there was pesticides applied to your grass.
Ma'am, I got to ask you to wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions, like I said, I have a unique perspective on this and extensive information.
Thank you very much. Questions? Representative Beebe Sullivan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your name again, and do you have some written testimony?
You know, I didn't.
This
was, I was actually traveling on Saturday when I got an alert from the Maine MOFCA. None of us were even informed, which is why I'm pretty much a minority here of people that were even told about this meeting. So I just scrambled today because I got home from being out of state. I scrambled this morning, so I don't. I certainly can provide some.
That would be good. And your name again?
Donna Herzig.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Others? Representative, Senator DeChambeau.
Thank you. You'll have a chance to, next time when we meet, is a work session.
Okay.
You got my attention when you used the word emotional, and I want to explain something. I use the word emotional testimony, having to sit and listen to this in my own community. I'll change that to people are passionate about
Thank
what they
you.
Believe,
Thank
both
you.
For and against. And so that's a much better word. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Others? Any others? Thank you very much
Thank
for your
you,
testimony.
Sandra.